locked the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got shit to stress.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Tubbs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop!
Well, hello, and welcome to a very special Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 499, recorded on June 19th, 2023. First of all, a happy Juneteenth, Tom.
No, happy Juneteenth to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And don't forget, $4.99 means there's only one more show. I mean, one more show till our big announcement. Alrighty. And it's 78 degrees and clear outside the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios. And 78 is a lovely temperature, just lovely temperature.
This is, yeah, the next 10 days, we're in either the 70s or the mid to low 80s. Remember I told you, you go, climate change, oh my God, what's going to happen? We're going to be burning up. Well, not this year, we're not.
Yeah.
We got a lot of rain. The temperatures have been so mild. It's almost too mild.
Well, I think one of the things that pool weather for our dear friend who wants to live in his pool is not quite here yet. However, I believe I read in a Laura Ingalls Wilder book that there is a cycle to weather of like every 7 years. So there's like, you know, like every 7 years you have a, you know, like a mild winter or a harsh winter. Well, for this, it's every 7 years you have a really harsh winter. And then every 21 years you have a cycle of having a really super fucking bad winter or summer or whatever it is. So on top of climate change making things worse, there's also that cycle. So we may have just come off of a really bad, bad summer.
Well, okay, last year, 10 days over 100 degrees. Well, actually, it was 10 days over 110 degrees.
Exactly, yeah.
And not cooling off until, you know, not cooling off for 10 days, basically. I know that there's a lot of places in the country, Texas is one, Arizona is another, that have those kind of heat waves.
Yes.
But they're used to them.
Yep. They are, we're not.
Yeah. It was so hot that you didn't want to go out in the pool because the pool was warm.
Right.
And it's like, no, I'm just staying inside.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Definitely. Well, Pride Month continues. Happy Pride.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Yeah. Thank you. It is 77 days until Labor Day. 117 until Canadian Thanksgiving, 134 until Halloween, and 189 days until Christmas. Yay!
That must have you reeling.
I know. Well, something actually has me a little bit reeling, and it took me a few minutes to cool down.
Oh, no.
I looked up, well, for something that I was looking up, I looked up moose bacon.
I'm sorry?
Moose bacon.
Okay.
I just was curious about it, so I looked it up, and then it Google threw up things like, people also ask, is moose meat good to eat? What's moose taste like? What are the white balls in moose meat? Is moose meat greasy? Anyway, it just, brought so many thoughts and images to mind. And well, it took me a little bit to cool down after that. Anyway, let's get back on track, shall we? Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like my Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and much more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Universe, Eric, Sean, Charles, Brother Sinatus, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/Matt Burlingame if you'd like to find out how to become a supporter of the show, the books, and many other projects upcoming, and for as little as $1 a month. And with that, it's time for a history lesson.
History?
Yes, Queen. Speaking of Juneteenth, it is now in what is now known as Juneteenth. On June 19th, 1865, Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas, with news the Civil War was over and slavery in the United States was abolished. A mix of June and 19, obviously, become Juneteenth, and it's become a day to commemorate the end of slavery in America, despite the fact that President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation was issued 2 years earlier on January 1st, 1863. They blame a lack of Union troops in the rebel state of Texas made the order difficult to enforce. But some historians blame the lapse of time on poor communication in that era, while others believe Texan slave owners purposely withheld the information, which seems exactly like something Texas would do since it's stupid enough to have elected Ted Cruz 150 times.
Well, you really think they were that devious?
It's Texas.
Well, you're going to get a call. You're going to get a call. Okay.
I might get several emails as well. Yeah. Anyway, but, you know, I could easily have just said, it's the South. The others were made to surrender. So there you go. All right. Well, today's affirmation, breathe in. Oh, that negative energy, just breathe it out. I move beyond past limitations into the freedom of the now. Which is really good for all of us on this special day. And now it's time to find out if we celebrate any holidays. Well, today is Garfield the Cat Day. Did you celebrate that?
No.
Okay, well, later you need to read like a Garfield comic and you're all good. It's also Juneteenth, as we talked about.
Just a minute. I hate Mondays. Okay.
There you go. Good. We also have National Eat an Oreo Day. Not going to happen, but I love Oreos. They just don't love me. National Free BSD Day. Yes. Maybe I don't want to know. BSD. Big Studley Dick. I don't know. Martini Day. Also.
Yay.
Yeah.
I celebrated that last night, not today.
Oh, girl. The last time I had a martini, I swear it tasted like gasoline. It was so bad.
Ooh, sounds like a good one.
It probably was, but it's just not my thing. We have National Pets and Film Day. National Watch Day. No? Okay. Ride to work. Take your cat to work. Who the hell is it? Oh, you have a watch now. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And who takes their cat to work day?
The cat doesn't even want to go into the car. Why would you bother taking it to work?
Yeah, I don't know. World Albatross Day. Okay, so you remember that song about the albatross?
No.
Okay, there was a song like in the 70s or something about an albatross. something, something albatross. Well, anyway, one of our dear friends from my mom's work, she was Vietnamese, and she would buy the music, like the cassettes that had the songs that were half done in Vietnamese and half done in English. And one of them was the Albatross song, and that's how I learned that song. And it was just corny as heck. And then when I heard the real thing, I was like, oh, the other version's so much better. Anyway, that was a lovely story. It's World Sauntering Day. Sauntering. My husband saunters behind me daily. And then also World Sickle Cell Day, which I believe I have heard that they are making really good strides in treatments for.
Well, yeah, but you know, that's with you know, things like CRISPR. It's a company that, well, basically has engineered all these, you know, like COVID stuff. They're doing that kind of thing, and CRISPR's got it for sickle cell, and they've got a couple other things they're working on. But you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene says that God should have his way, and we shouldn't be doing any vaccinations or any curing of any diseases. Let God choose who goes.
Well, if
until she gets something, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we got to get this taken care of.
I was just going to say, if we should just let diseases run its course, that of course she's behind it, because, well,
she is the
why she wouldn't be here, because she is a disease on humanity. I'm just saying. Anyway, moving on. Today's birthdays. Happy birthday to Joe. You ever just look at some of the friends that you have on Facebook and wonder, what the hell did I ever? I don't get it. Anyway, but happy birthday to Joe, Brian, and June. And also, happy birthday to James, Gary, that Gary up there in the PDX. Happy birthday, Gary. Also, Emerson, Mateo, West Ramsey, the fabulous actor of many, many B, C, and D movies. We also have Dan, James, Mike, Jim, Toby. Oh, okay, not that Toby. Hello, Toby. Mike, Sandra, Cindy, Charles, author Jeff Adams, and actor Mark Sacco, formerly of the Cocktails and Cream Puffs podcast.
Wait, is that four words?
Why, indeed it is.
Okay.
All right. Someday somebody's going to ask us, why do you guys always say that? And I'm just going to laugh. All right. Moving on. That was birthdays. All right. Feedback. Well, we did have one thing in our feedback, and it was from Dennis, who wrote in and said, what did you do to upset Tom, Mr. Burlingame?
This time.
Should add it this time. I'm always upsetting him. Yeah. I won't tell you half of the things that I upset him about.
Usually when I'm upset at you, it's because you've assumed I meant something I didn't mean. And instead asking, you'll just get pissed off.
Well, usually Tom's texts come across as rather acerbic, and then realizing that, well, he didn't really mean that at all. Of course, you know what I have noticed lately? I'm getting to the point where I'm not using my my voice to text. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Much anymore, because I swear the last two updates, it's gotten so bad. I mean,
see, just the opposite.
You're doing better?
Yeah. And well, I think what's happening is I'm learning how to pronounce correctly, slowly, and precisely.
Yeah, that is a good one, because it used to do really, really well for me, and now it's like I must sound like a drunken sailor talking from a tin can, because.
Yeah, well, what was it that, and the other thing is that You've got to read it.
Oh, yes, you do.
But take it off microphone before you read it. Because,
oh, yeah, it'll change it.
Well, it's like one time my sister sent me something, and she's going, oh, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and this and that and blah, blah, blah. No, I'll let you out later when you're ready to go out, but I'm doing something right now. And also this, and it's like, oh my God, you're yelling at the dog. Stop. You're dictating at the same time. No.
Yeah.
But one time it would change words on me.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to correct its mistakes.
Yes.
Yeah. It was, what was it? It just happened today where it changed. Was it raises? I think it said, thought I said raisins. And then it corrected itself back to raisins. Yeah. So anyway, it was odd, but it corrected itself. I didn't have to go back.
Good.
But, what I love about it is I can go, well, you know, I do have an allergy to, penicillin.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have to, if I can say it correctly, I don't have to try to figure out how to spell it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what I love about it because, you know, so often I'll go, I'm not even going to come up with something, but I'll say something that has big, long, hard to spell words. And, you know, I'll start usually if I'm typing, I'll start with the first three letters and throw a fourth letter in and realize I'm not spelling the word correctly. And it's just.
Yep. No, it's good for that if it picks up what the word is. My worst one was when, I think it was Clint, sent me a text asking me how my father was doing when he was in the hospital. And this is years ago. I wrote it, I did a voice to text and I just said he's home. And then I got like these huge eye emojis freaking out back. What? And I looked and it had changed it to he's gone. So yeah, years before he was actually gone. Speaking of, did you do anything about Father's Day?
Why would I?
Well, that's, yeah. I didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't freak out like some people do. You know, there's like companies that'll email you now saying, if you don't want Father's Day emails from us, block it and we won't send you any, you know, so triggered. Like back in our day, we just had to deal with Father's Day ads now. And nowadays they're all like, oh, we'll block all of our advertising so not to upset you.
Yeah. My brother sent me a text yesterday. He says, it's weird because I don't have a father and I'm not a father. And so I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. And I said, well, I said, me too. Well, I have been referred to as daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Not by Sean, of course, because that would be weird.
Oh, please.
And so
it's just the other day.
And he's like, ha ha ha. And I never heard from him again.
Well, serves him right. Yeah. Well, all right. We do have some chub hugs to send out, and I want to start with the Ramble Redhead's cat Ditto. Had to have surgery and have one of his legs removed. So he is now a three-legged fur baby and learning how to get around and function that way. Yeah. You know, cats are animals are very, very resilient when it comes to things like that. So he's going to do just fine. But yeah. Also, Steve in Scotland, they are having a heat wave over there right now. And it, of course, in those lands. Gosh, dog, shut up. But in those lands, the air conditioners, either they don't have them or they're not the best.
Right. Well, it's just their summers, you know, they get up into the 80s and they call that a heat wave.
Yeah.
because that's hot for them.
So anyway, he also has some friction with the family, and so I want to send him lots of love. And also love to Trevor down in Houston, who is also dealing with 100-degree temperatures, and we hope that he is staying cool. So, yeah. You got any chub hugs you want to send out?
Well, chub hugs going out to those folks in the line of what's going to be our first hurricane running through the Caribbean right now. It's supposed to hit near, right past Puerto Rico, on its way towards Florida. So we'll see what happens. But right now they're saying that it's going to miss the island. And it's only going to be a one hurricane. But one hurricane is harder than the storms we were getting during, the winter.
Right.
Their winds pop around like 100 miles an hour, I think it is, for a one. I don't want that.
We'll see if you know who ends up in Munchkin Land. So... anyway, okay.
Worthy does. The witch is already there.
Well, yeah, but if there was ever a Wizard of Oz, there you go. Anyway, let's see if who died. Who died? Remember that line from Rent? Who died? Anyway.
I do remember that in Moonstruck when the father wakes up Olivia Dukakis and she goes, who's dead?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's going, no one's dead. Why are you waking me then? It's late. So my father, if there was a phone call after 10 o'clock, he assumed somebody had died.
Oh, yeah. When I get a phone call like in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh, God, what happened? So, yeah, it's awful. Well, we did have some celebrity deaths that happened. And... strap in, here we go. Big Pokey died yesterday, actually, June 18th, at the age of 45. Al collapsed on stage during a Juneteenth performance in Texas before being taken to the hospital, where he later died. And in case you haven't heard of him, he was a rap star, I believe. Glenda Jackson, what?
I believe. If you haven't heard of him, he's a rap star, I believe.
Well, I had not heard of him. He was part of a group, and so I don't.
When you said Big Pokey, I thought about Garfield, because his...
Oh, that's right. Pookie,
yeah.
Yeah. Glenda Jackson, the Oscar-winning actress and former British politician, died June 15th after a short illness. She was 87. Brett Hadley, a longtime member of the Young and the Restless cast, died June 14th at age 92. Hadley spent 10 years on the soap opera portraying Genoa Police, the City Police Department, Carl Williams. Cormac McCarthy, the celebrated author, died June 13th at 89. He wrote No Country for Old Men. John Romita Sr., the comic artist who shaped Marvel's art style, died June 12th. He was 93. He succeeded.
Oh my God.
Having a moment. Spider-Man co-creator Steve Ditko, as the artist on The Amazing Spider-Man. And then, of course, Treat Williams, the actor of Everwood and Hair, died at 71 after a motorcycle accident. And I don't know if we mentioned him last time, but he's worth mentioning again.
Oh, no, we didn't. He died on Monday.
Oh. Okay.
After we recorded.
Okay. He was a beautiful man.
Well, and for all, and anybody that doesn't know who Treat Williams is and saw The Ritz, he played the detective in The Ritz. That's what a lot of gay men know him best as.
Right.
As older gay men who have actually seen The Ritz. If not, it's available on my Vudu account.
Is it now?
Yeah.
I have not seen it in decades. I should
I've got,
watch
I've got that, and I've also got Boys in the Band. I've got it's still a really good show.
It really is. It's just, it was so hard for me to watch. I mean,
I think it'll be different for you now. The negativity is a time period. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things people need to watch bad things on, you know, that have happened to us to make sure that bad things don't happen to us again.
Right. Yeah. Like, It's My Party.
Yeah.
That was a really tough one to watch.
That's a tough one to go through. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, and now Tom wants to talk to you about.
Well, let me tell you about my week. Let's see. We started watching a few months ago. We started watching Happy Endings, which is the old series from 2009. Ran three seasons. So we finished that one. And it was kind of sad because the last season I hadn't seen in a while. So I hadn't really, you know, never. Something we've been doing, which is going through actual, and you do it too, go through whole seasons of shows, you know, the entire series. And it's really interesting, when you do especially watching the characters change so quickly at the beginning, as you can see how they're, So anyway, let's see. I'm looking on what I want to talk about. RuPaul's Drag Race. Now, are you watching All Stars?
Yes.
Okay, we wait on that one. Drag Me to Dinner. Are you watching that one yet?
Not yet.
Okay. So the second episode was much better than the first episode, mostly because I kind of got an idea of what the show was going for and what its comedy, how it was going to be funny, and, you know, just the whole thing. So this time they did, because they invite two sets of queens, and then they do a party. And the theme one did was whore done it for a who done it, whore done it. And the second one was the whoring 20s. So whore was the, I guess, the theme this time. But it was really funny. Had a lot of good laughs with it. Let's see. Nora Queen, Nora from Queens, which is Awkwafina. They had, I believe, what was their final episode, because they had a wedding. Nora finally decided what she wants to do with herself. And one thing she wants to do is to stay with her family and not be a big movie star like her, the other version of Nora, which is Awkwafina. So she said, oh yeah, you've got a great life, but you know, where's grandma? Well, you know, grandma's in a home. Oh, well, I can't do that to her. So I'm not going to be you. I'm going to stay with grandma, you know, and it's kind of, it was interesting. It was an interesting ending.
Yeah.
And then they brought back a few final things at the end that were, you know, like characters that had been on the show this season showed up again at the last minute. And, she ends up, she ends up having this great Bond collection that I'll just, and one looks like a penis. So it was cute. Let's see. On the other two, Carrie, who is the older brother of Chase, the one who's like, he's a lot like Justin Bieber. Carrie goes to his high school reunion because he just got some good news and he wants to be the gay guy, the famous gay guy that comes back to his class reunion and, you know, gets to shove it in everybody's face how successful he is.
Mm.
But at the beginning of the episode, he wasn't going. But then something happened that made him go, oh, I'm really successful now. Now I can go to my reunion. And he drives like so far that he's peeing into a cup and, you know, tossing it out the window. So anyway, it was a very funny episode.
So this wasn't the one where he like, was this the one with the butt shot climbing out the window?
He's usually always naked. I don't remember
Okay.
this. episode if he was or not.
And then there was one where he was like not gonna go support his friend, and his friend like.
Yeah, that was last week's episode. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So let's see. So Stars on Mars, which is a Fox show that you can also see on Hulu. Terrible show. It's just terrible. But, you know, when there's nothing else on, it does entertain, I guess, only because it's of its ridiculousness. I started watching The Full Monty. That's on Hulu. It's a series based on the movie. So they're back in Ireland, and it's about this group of men now 26 years later, and their lives haven't really improved that much. They're just much older than they used to be. And so I'm kind of interested to see where they're going to go with it. Black Mirror, just started watching that one. That's season 6. The opening episode is with, oh God, her last name is Murphy. She was the sister on Annie Murphy. And, so Schitt's Creek sister, she plays a woman named Joan, and Joan goes to work and she does her job and, sees her ex afterwards, then go home to her new boyfriend, and they decide to watch a TV show. They're on the streaming service, which is basically Netflix, but they are calling it Streaming Barry. And, when they show the episode, there's an episode there called, a new show called Joan is Awful. So they start watching this, and it is exactly her life that went on today, but starring Selma Hayek. It was bizarre. So the beginning is like, what the hell is going on? And then once you find out what's going on, it was a really cool twist. So it was fun show. That's just episode one. And I think there's 5 or 6 episodes this season. So good stuff. Let's see. Crime Scene Kitchen with Joel McHale over on Hulu and Fox as well. That's where, they have professionals go in and make a dessert, and then the contestants have to go in and figure out what the dessert is based by the clues left in the kitchen, and then make that dessert. It's just a fun show, especially when Joe McHale's feeling extra bitchy. You know, he does make the show. I did want to mention that Velma, which is the, Scooby-Doo, reboot that they did on Max, is been renewed for season 2. American Auto over on NBC and Peacock was canceled. And,
sad about that?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, sad because I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
And then, FUBAR, the Arnold Schwarzenegger series, was renewed as well. Also, I watched, Hot Ones, First We Feast, which is the celebrities eating, hot wings, on screen. The episode I watched is a new one with Melissa McCarthy. She was there to promote Little Mermaid and questioned why she was here since she doesn't like spicy food. And it got funny. There's one part where he goes, now this one, it kind of sneaks up on you, and she's going, okay, this isn't bad. And then all of a sudden she's like, and it looked like kind of like she just had a stroke.
Oh.
Just a small stroke, but it looked like she had a stroke. So it was a very funny episode. And then let's see, the Great Food Truck Race is back on, Discovery Plus, which is now Max. That's really fun. They have, they actually brought, a group of pros in and a group of first time food truck people. And they're going to go against each other. So, and it's like the pros are going, well, you know, we know things that they're not going to know, like how to work the generator, how to work the fryers, how to keep stuff from falling when you're driving, you know, how to organize inside a food truck when you've got it's small and you got a bunch of people in there and you're trying to work together. And once you've done it a while, you know what you're doing. So it was interesting watching they couldn't get the generator to start. So they had to call in somebody to get it fixed. One guy clipped another truck, trying to get around them. So. Oh. Yeah, it was just one weird thing after another, but it's always a fun show. And then finally I did go see The Flash, at the theater.
Yeah.
And this is the movie version of The Flash, not the TV version of The Flash.
Right.
So, and it was fun. It was good. It's kind of like, with the new Spider-Verse thing where, he's dealing with timelines, and let's face it, you know, that's what I'm going to do from now on. If I ever have a problem, I'm going to go, wait, no, in this timeline, it's not supposed to be that. I must be in the wrong timeline. So I'm going to bye, everybody.
I thought that about 2016. I just woke up one day and I was in a whole different timeline than I was supposed to be.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So, that's it for me. I cut out the stuff that we duplicate on. So.
So,
let's see. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars.
Yay! RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 8. Well, it was an episode, girl. On this one, spoiler alerts, here we go. Fast forward real quick or hit pause. Okay, so.
Watch it on time.
Kahana Montrese went home.
Finally.
Yeah, after being
She's been in the bottom every week but once.
Yeah. And so it was time. I liked her, but she just didn't seem to pull together. Although I was a little bit sad because on the Joan Crawford one, I was actually thinking that maybe nobody would go home because they all did so fucking well. I mean, how could you choose which one went home? But they did. Yeah. But La La Ri won, and rightly so. Great, great job. But I'll tell you, except for Rue having to come down and read those bitches and tell them to knock it the fuck off and remember that this is a competition and you just don't walk out on what could be, you know, your win or your future or your whatever.
Well, it's a pivotal point in their career for a drag queen to be on RuPaul's Drag Race and then to come back as an all-star.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it would be to walk out on that is stupid. And she came back and told them that.
Right. And she was absolutely right. But I will tell you, the rest of the episode was the most boring shit. And I think the whole competition, the whole thing sucked.
See, I thought it was
stupid. You liked it?
Yeah, I thought it was a good episode.
For some reason, I didn't think the competition part of it was funny. I didn't laugh at any of their shit. Their characters were all whatever. Moving on.
You never liked Pound Cake anyway. That's the reason.
Well,
you were glad she was not dead.
Well, yeah, but they put her back together. I mean,
yeah. Whatever.
But then, let's see. Queen of the Universe Season 2. We had, spoiler alert again, we had to say goodbye to Malicia Skuntz. And let me tell you, I thought most of them did well, but I swear, are there no drag queens left that can actually sing? I just don't understand. I mean, all of it, except for the one who, well, we don't know if she won, but the one who sang The Rose, who I really like, the Aussie girl, she did wonderfully. But the rest of them, they were pitchy, they were warbling, they were like, but I will tell you, I disagreed with who went home because they kept Viola, and she was awful. She was the worst of it at all. She couldn't sing. She looked like crap. I'm just like, I could not believe that they kept her. And sometimes I think the only reason they kept her is because she's a young, thin Harry Potter looking dude when she's not in drag. But I thought it was ridiculous. Your thoughts?
I didn't see the episode.
Oh, well, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Hey, sorry, I deserve that.
But anyway, so yeah. Well, when you see it, if you're still watching it, when you see it, I'll be interested to hear if you agree with me or not.
Yeah, I'll still be watching it. It's just Sean was working, he worked the weekend, so that only gives us 2 hours to watch anything on Saturdays and Sundays. So.
Yeah, and that's probably a low priority. So, yeah. How about, you said you are watching Chinese Born American.
I am.
Okay, how far along are you?
Let's see. So, I watched the episode after we found out the Sagewise monkey was the father of the boy who's back at the school with him.
Okay, so I am like halfway through episode 3, so I think that's kind of right around the same place.
Yeah, you're 2 back. The next episode is just like the Just Us Left, or We're Only the Ones Left on the zombie thing. Just Us Two. No, it's the one I'm talking about, the HBO series.
Oh yeah.
Okay, it's another episode like that where it has nothing to do really with the storyline, but they're giving us this moment. Oh. What could have been a second, you know.
All right.
This is what happened. Boom. We're done. Now let's move on with the storyline. No, it was an entire episode. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Is that the one where they're in the Monkey King and the other guy, they're in heaven and they're at a dance party?
Yeah, whatever. I don't, was that heaven? Or was that just?
Well, that was, I think they're heaven. I don't know. But I turned, actually, I ended up, while they were at the dance party still, I ended up turning it off, that part. So
well,
that's
it's the whole episode. Nothing. All you learn is that the monkey guy is the kid's father.
Ah, that's sad, because I was just like, why? What is this here for? Can't we get back to the other storyline? Because the other storyline is actually interesting. But that one, I was just like, I don't care.
Well, you know what's scary is, look what I just saw on.
Oh, gosh. They pulled it up.
Oh, I know. Obviously, it heard us talking and realized I wasn't listening to you and actually on Facebook. So it's going, no, no, no. I'm going to make you look at this now.
The Last of Us, yeah.
Last of Us, that's it.
Yeah. So I'm liking the series. It's not grabbing me and making me go, wow, like The Mandalorian or something, but I am liking it, and I hope they kind of pull it together a little bit more, because they've got some great characters, some great actresses. Of course, you can't go wrong with Michelle Yeoh. I mean, she's just fucking phenomenal in everything she does.
Well, everybody's really good. I mean,
it's a great series. Cast.
It's just
it feels like they took something that should have been a movie and tried to stretch it out.
It seems long, even though it's not.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, but I'm going to keep watching it and hope that it pulls a little bit better, because they're hitting all the Disney chords and they're just kind of taking a while.
Oh, speaking of that real quick, when I was watching The Black Mirror, and you'll see when you watch it, watch when she walks into her office and watch how diverse everybody is in the office. And you know that Netflix is going, thank you for getting this correctly.
Yeah.
Correct. It was very funny. And I mean, it was very funny. Cool. I mean, me in a good way, but
yeah. Okay, so is there anything else we're both watching? I think that's it right now. Most of them ended.
Well, I watched the first season episode of Deadlock.
Oh, did you?
The attorney.
Okay. Well, then are you going to continue watching it?
I don't think Sean liked it, but I'll probably watch it.
Okay, then I'll move it over here to mutual shows. I just finished episode 5, so I
Okay.
won't go too far to give you any spoilers, but what did you think?
I like it. It's just, yeah, I'm not sure what I like about, I mean, I like the characters, the two leads, and I like the fact that the woman is, I'm trying to think of another, there's another show where everybody underneath them was an idiot. It's the ref, where the cop it has all these morons working for him,
Yeah, okay.
and they don't know what to do because they live in a gated community basically that never has any robberies. So how are they going to know what to do when there's a real problem?
Yeah.
The most we have to worry about is when your faggot dogs are fucking each other.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, that was a line from the movie People, so
Yeah, no, that's a line from the ref. Actually,
yeah.
humping each other is probably the term because they wouldn't use fucking in a PG-13 movie because you only get one.
Yeah, and they used it on faggot. So
Dogs. They were homo dogs.
I really like Deadlock. I'll tell you, there's only one character that I don't like, and that is the obnoxious inspectress who comes in and can't stop talking about bloody tampons and used underwear and
She's the
her
lead.
badge and things. I know, and it's supposed to be that way. She's supposed to be completely obnoxious. I think they just, I mean, I think there's only going to be like six episodes probably, because they're getting pretty close to who done it at 5 episodes. But I think they took an episode too long to give her any depth other than just a walking Melissa McCarthy without a script. It's just kind of
8 episodes.
8 episodes. Oh, wow, really? Okay.
We're gonna stretch that baby.
I guess so. But it's really good. I love the lead character. I love that it is so lesbian and woman-centric. And
Right.
the side characters and stuff are just kind of like, yeah, they're stupid, but they're stupid in a funny way. And there's so many twists and turns and different things like that. It's fun. But it's labeled as a comedy.
Yeah.
And it is one of those like comedy dramas, because there's a lot of comedy and a lot of sass and stuff, but there are some moments in there that are like, damn, with the seriousness of it. So, but I'm really enjoying it. I think it's a really fun show, and I'm looking forward to the rest of them. I'm just hate the dropping an episode a week thing. So anyway,
Ooh.
I know. All right. Okay. So, mom's birthday. So it was my mommy's birthday on Friday, and we got together with our religious uncle and aunt,
Now,
who
is that her brother and s brother?
her yeah her half brother. Well, actually, both of her brothers are actually all of her siblings are halves. We found out that I have two uncles and two aunts from her father that we never knew about, but we do now. Yeah, we got together with them and we went over to eat at Red Lobster, which was closed because they had a power outage. So we ended up going to Pete's Pizza, which is over by the theater. And everybody really loved it. It was a really good time. It's a little bit pricey, but I mean, it would have been the same either
It
way,
would be more.
probably. But Yeah, we just had a really good, nice time. And then he ended up giving me like a huge freaking ton of family documents and photos and stuff
I
back.
was gonna say shit about my lifestyle.
Right. Because I'm working on a scanning project and stuff. So he gave me a whole bunch of stuff back to work on. Yeah, so it was really fun. And then we got home and I made her brownies and then
Were they infused?
no, I don't think she would be down with that.
Yeah,
Although
well, she'd be good if she didn't tell.
I do want to get her a vape pen that targets pain. And then the next day, Saturday, Mr. Lurie Dean, which we'll talk about in Lunchbox, made some lunch. Made a well, talk about that later. But
Well,
it was
I don't know
wonderful.
what you ate, but I saw a snack there.
Yeah. And then we ended up making he took the table out under the tree and we ate out back, and it was a very nice day. So it was very fun. All right. So yeah, so she had a really good day. So I watched Watchmen, which is on Max now. And I know that it was real popular when it came out, which was, I don't know, 2019, something like that.
It's hard to say with the pandemic. I don't know when anything happened anymore.
Yeah, same. There's that whole time period. I'm like, I don't know, somewhere in there.
And it's weird because people go, was it before the pandemic or after the pandemic? And I go, there were 2 years that were in between. What happened to those?
We all stayed home and prayed or
Yeah, but
whatever.
there were still television shows. There were
It was
still
all
things happening.
reruns. Yeah. So it was a freaky, wild, crazy show that went one way that I was really enjoying and then swapped into by the end of it, by the end of its 10 episodes or whatever, it was a completely different show.
Well, see, what I liked about it was I liked the whole story of Tulsa. It was
Yes.
Tulsa, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And just what happened because once again we don't want white kids to feel bad about themselves, so we don't want them to know that that there were white people that did horrible things to black people.
Absolutely. Fucking
So
annihilation.
that's what I liked about
Horrible.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was still a really good series. And oh gosh, what's her name? Star? Something Star? The lead actress. I was
Yeah, I can
super
picture.
popular, cannot remember the name at the moment, but she was the anchor for the show. She was phenomenal. Everybody
Regina
else
King.
was okay. What?
Regina King.
Thank you. Yes. She was amazing. Everybody else
She
was
always is.
decent, but her husband, oh my God, what a gorgeous guy. He was so beautiful. Anyway, so if you haven't seen Watchmen and you just want something kind of wacky out there, and also something to provoke you to think, go watch it. It's a good show. And then the
Wouldn't
only
really
other,
call it wacky, but okay.
oh, I mean, wacky in the sense that, it kind of, you're watching it thinking you're going one way, and all of a sudden, within like 10 minutes of an episode, you're like way off in the
Okay,
other field there. And then the only other thing that I watched this week was Mateo Lane's Hair Plugs and Heartaches.
what is that on?
It's on YouTube. It's the, I know, right? It's the full
Brian
special.
watched it too, and I don't even know about it.
That well, it if you want to watch it, go to
I
YouTube.
know how to go to
All over
watch it. I just didn't know about it.
there. Yeah, I don't know why
You two
it's.
bitches did. I don't, which it
Well,
floors
you
me.
probably watch more YouTube than you do.
Oh, me? Me? I'm the one that has it with no commercials. I'm the one that watches an
Well, that's
average
why
of.
you didn't see it because
I'm the.
it's.
I watch an average of 3 hours of YouTube a day.
But what kind? the ghost stuff, right?
Well, not all ghost stuff. Are you kidding? I watched the Melissa McCarthy thing. Last week I watched, I watch a lot of the Broadway stuff that's available on there. Right. You know, and it knows who I am, and it didn't show me that.
Well, that's weird because it's all I've been seeing. Like every time I sign on, it's like right there. So I watched it last night, and it is funny AF.
That's weird because Brian hated it.
Well, consider the source. I mean, I'm sorry. He just, unless it's somebody dying or making fun of fat people, he just doesn't care. He doesn't like it. But it was hella funny. And at the end, he was telling these stories about his friend and his, oh my God. I was laughing so hard I could barely breathe. So I think that you would really like it. He's one of those people that has the most natural timing for comedy I've ever.
It's so funny because Brian said just the opposite. I know, it's weird.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. I don't know whether he smoked and just thought he watched it.
I will watch it and decide who is correct.
There you go. Because, okay. You know, like we had an actor named Michael. You remember him, obviously. He was in a number of our shows. He was another one that had the most natural fucking comedic timing.
Oh, yeah.
You did not have to hardly direct him at all. He just would nail it just like that. And Mateo Lane, when it comes to telling comedy and jokes and stories, same way. Just brilliant. So, anyway, moving on. Let's see about some advice here. This comes from Miss Manners. I work in a small university.
No excuse.
What?
It's no excuse.
I agree. In an academic department of about 15 faculty. Outside of the university, I have a busy personal life. One of my colleagues, who happens to be the department chairperson, insists that we all get together socially to have dinner and drinks and talk about what we're working on. Well, the problem is that I don't particularly want to spend time with these people. They are my coworkers, not my friends, and I feel forced into social situations that take time away from my personal life. It feels rude to state this, however, and will undoubtedly offend her. I am concerned for my junior colleagues who may feel compelled to accept her invitations even if they don't want to, for fear of some passive-aggressive personal retaliation. What to do? A second issue.
A second issue
is that several people in the department, including the chairperson, often ask prying questions about my whereabouts on weekends. I happen to be taking care of my elderly mother, who lives in a 5-hour drive away. Well, I find it rude and presumptuous that they feel they have the right to know what I do in my private life. But if I say this outright, they will accuse me of being defensive.
Only because you are.
Again, these are my coworkers, not my friends, and I want to maintain my privacy. How do I communicate this without coming off as rude?
Okay, number one, if your boss says she's taking you out, everybody out to dinner so we can do a little bonding thing, deal with it. Go to dinner. Say what you want. Don't say what you want. Go to dinner. It's part of your job. Number two, if you don't want people to know what's going on about you, don't tell them. I don't give a shit if your mom's 5 hours away. It doesn't matter. You don't have any social life. Because you have not given us any busy is what you are driving to your mom's place. Okay. Just say, I'm taking care of my mom. She's ill and I don't want to talk about it. And then let it stand at that.
Well, you don't even have to tell them that. Just tell them, nothing much.
I find actually if you throw out something that people don't want to talk about. It's better because they won't, then they're not prying. They just stop.
Right. But again, you're still under no obligation to tell them anything.
No, that's true. I mean, whether they're your friends or your coworkers, right. You don't have to tell anybody anything if you don't want to.
Right.
But don't come across as sounding like you're such a fucking bitch.
I know. Well, especially
it's not just because of your bad vocal either.
Do you expect to get anywhere in your work if you don't play the social game as well?
Well, and it's not even getting somewhere. It's just that's part of your job. We're going to be talking about what everybody's projects are, and we're going to do it around dinner instead of doing it around a boardroom. Okay. She's trying to do something nice, and, you know, gentle reader has a problem with, you know, everything. Everything.
Well, that's what it really seems like. It just seems like she just isn't like anybody or anything.
Yeah. I guarantee you she had four issues, but she settled on these two.
And she probably doesn't really have any friends in her personal life.
That's what I'm saying. Her busy social life is driving to her mom's house,
and
that's 5 hours away.
Great that she's doing that. She doesn't need to be so rude about it. Anyway, let's see what Miss Manners had to say. Gentle reader, was this person not paying attention during the pandemic when everybody else was discovering the danger of sacrificing a true personal life? You may not need to explain the concept of a work-life balance to your younger colleagues, but Miss Manners does understand your need to defend yourself tactfully from your chairperson. In a serious voice, you should tell her, "I have personal responsibilities." And then, before she can ask you what they are, you smile and say, "Personal pleasures, too, of course." And then, the answer to any further questions is, "Well, they're personal." Repeat it as often as necessary. Manners, yeah. I think that was kind of a cop-out answer, Miss Manners.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay. Next up, hey Chubbs, how old were you when you had your first celebrity crush and who was it?
See, it's weird because I'm thinking celebrity crush. I don't know. See, I mean, my first guy celebrity crush that I remember was Sam Elliott in The Lifeguard, just because he was so beautiful. Oh my God. Not a very good actor, but who cares? You know,
yeah.
I don't care. But then I did at the around the same time, I was really into Nick Nolte when he was younger, Nick Nolte, and he was hot, like Back to the Deep or, the brother, what was that? The miniseries. Oh God. It was him and Peter Strauss. I don't remember.
Anyway. South.
What? No. That was later. And that was Patrick Swayze. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And then Tom Selleck, and one thing they all had in common was mustaches, and then the Tom Selleck and Sam Elliott was chest hair.
Yeah.
So, but then I was so in love with Eve Plum, Jan Brady. I was so in love with let's see, Elizabeth Montgomery in Bewitched. Marlo Thomas and that girl. Yeah. So, I mean, I had my boy crushes on women as well until, cause that's what, you know, I was being forced fed to heterosexuality. So, but when things really started bubbling around, it was daddies with mustaches and chest hair.
Elizabeth Montgomery, she was wonderful, but I think the reason that I loved her so much, other than she was a witch and did magic and was cool and everything, was because she reminded me of my mom at a younger age. Let's see. So I definitely, when I was starting to bubble, there was the John Ritter thing going on, but those were like little lust crushes. Those weren't like a crush. And I think that my first real crush that way was Corey Hart. But also Cyndi Lauper. So the two of them together, those were my peeps.
Well, but, yeah. I remember when I was doing a acting workshop, and it was I was supposed to be like to show lust in my face and my eyes, you know, something, yeah. And it was like I finally I was given three choices on men that I liked at that time. This was mid 80s. And one of them was Corey Hart.
Yeah.
And that's the one I auditioned with, was thinking of Corey Hart when I'm thinking of whatever I was supposed to be thinking of. I don't remember what this, I remember the show that I auditioned for, but I don't remember the scene, but I remember that I was supposed to look kind of like starry-eyed and lustful. And, and I thought of Corey Hart, then that made me have that smile.
Well, you know, he has a hairy chest too.
Well,
so
there you go.
That's all. Yeah, he was my like. I mean, I was lost over him. Anyway, hey Chubbs, what's one thing that can instantly make your day better?
And one thing that can probably getting high.
Oh, okay. I was expecting that you were going to say put a little wade in the ocean.
No. Sex has never been something that I mean, it's great, you know, fine, but you know, there's put me in a good mood. Not always.
Not doing it right. So for me, it's the, like, you know, one of, like, probably one
chicken strips.
Wow, that's nice. But it's usually when I get the text from Mr. Clint saying, "Hey, I'm going blah, blah place. Do you want to tag along?" And it's a surprise, you know, like, hey, let's hang out while we go run some errands or something. Stuff like that is always, like, really special to me. I love that, especially since I don't get it much. All right.
What are we talking about? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's in your lunchbox? Well,
no, what's in your lunchbox?
Well, you tell me.
Okay.
Mr. Mike wrote in and said, "I made a Greek salad for lunch." That's dirty. "But the salad looks fabulous." That's doing it Greek style.
Okay. Yeah. No, this is not doing it for me.
Yeah, it looks like some olives.
It's olives. It's feta cheese. There's celery. There are peppers and tomatoes.
It looks good to me. Fine with a little vinegar.
I don't like olives. I don't like celery. I don't like feta cheese. I don't like peppers. So the tomato looks gorgeous.
So this must be like hell for you.
Oh my God. It's like a bowl of blah.
It's like Jello to me.
But you know what? It is pretty.
Yeah.
Really pretty salad.
Well, and that is...
Sean would love this.
Mm.
Yeah, I would not.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mike.
Right. Thank you.
Let's see. Tom has a couple of dishes here that he wanted to share.
Okay, so we went to Fixin's, which is a place here in town on Oak Park. Actually, it's a really cool place. The first one is oxtail with French fries over rice. And Sean's like, he didn't want the rice, but then when he got the thing, it's like, you got to have that, all that gravy from that oxtail draining into that. It was fantastic. Fantastic. And I know, oxtail, you know what it tastes like? It tastes like beef. It's just beef. But it's, they do it and it's so tender, it just melts in your mouth.
But it's the tail.
It doesn't matter. So let's throw the parts away that you don't want to eat, right? Is that it?
That works. That's okay with me. Yeah.
Okay. So,
the hot dogs, then I'll eat them.
So this, yes, exactly. The second thing, you're not going to put oxtails at $15 a pound in hot dogs. So anyway, second one is smothered pork chops.
Wow.
With French fries and potato salad. And the potato salad was exactly like my mother's potato salad, which kind of frightened me, except there was something sweet in there. So we're not sure. Well, there was no pickle. I mean, I did not see any, relish, because that's the first thing we thought was it's got to be a sweet relish in there. And then, Jaina had suggested that it might be Miracle Whip. Exactly. or they could just, you know, toss a tablespoon of sugar into that. That's just their recipe.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a deal killer at all.
It looks great.
Yeah, it was good. And the pork chops were amazing. But the French fries are really, really good. It's like, I can't imagine going there and not getting the French fries.
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah, they were good.
Okay. And then you have some pink stuff on it.
Oh, that was a pickled onion, and it was yummy.
Cool. Okay. Well, then I brought some photies. And the first one here is Mr. Lawrence made some chicken breast for my mom's birthday. And so he pounded out the chicken, and then he put on.
And it didn't have a shirt on, I see.
And then he had mozzarella and tomato sauce on it.
Looks good.
Well, actually, he skipped the tomato sauce, and that's actually, well, I mean, it's tomato based, but it's pizza sauce.
Okay.
And it took it to. I mean, it really made it yummy.
Yeah, I'd make something called pepperoni chicken, and instead of using marinara, you use a pizza sauce.
That sounds really good. And then the next in the pot is a pasta salad that he made, and it was really, really good. I have not always had the best luck with pasta salads, but that one was beautiful.
Well, I can't help but notice the vanilla cupcake half eaten there next.
Actually, they're not half eaten, nor are they actually vanilla. Those are actually lemon cupcakes.
Oh.
But there is vanilla in the freshly made buttercream frosting on top of them.
Sadly, there they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sadly, you know, only my mother and I really like them because, well, you know, my baking's not that great.
Oh, these are yours? You made them?
Well, yeah. Oh, if they had been his, he would have probably piped. I mean, they would have looked amazing. He does a fabulous job. Me, I'm like, I just want the shit on the shit and let's go. So
it's all coming out the same way.
It's all going in the same way, too. Hey, yeah. We got Golden Rules wants you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective when preventing HIV infection. And to learn more about PrEP, go visit sacgrs.org. And you can find Tom's other podcast over at SwannerandJudd.com with somebody who has absolutely no taste in comedians. And you can find my books at justkisstheguy.com. And you can find all of our links, and there is an extensive list over at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. Oh, and you can give us a call at
408-69-CHUBS.
I wonder if VTT would pick that up.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Well, remember, join us next time for our episode 500. with the big, big announcement. And we love you. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Unifospods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.